Have you ever been in a meeting at work or perhaps hanging out with your kids or playing ball or doing something fun, but you're not truly there? You're thinking about, you know, you're renewing your homeowner's insurance policy or the fact that you need to get done with some chores at home or take the car for an oil change, whatever the case is, but you're not truly there present and you're not mindful of where you really should be, you know, both mentally and physically. Well, I have. I mean, this happens to me more often than not, and I have to work really hard to be mindful, to be a mindful parent, and to be a mindful entrepreneur. With whether I'm talking to someone on my staff or a client, I have to practice that, right? I have to practice being present. It's important for my well-being. It's important, obviously, for whoever I have that relationship with, especially my kids, my wife, my mom, my sister, family, friends. I want to be present because when you're not present, people can feel it, and it's not a good situation, right? So that's what we're going to talk about today, the role of mindfulness in parenting and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Alex Oliveira, and I find that the practice of being mindful as a parent and entrepreneur has really helped me focus in the moment. I'm a big planner, so I'm always looking ahead, you know, strategizing for what's going to happen a week from today, a year, 5 years, 10 years. But as my family grew, as my business was growing, I really had to develop different ways and then incorporate different systems. I'm not a big app user, but I do try different ones from time to time to stay organized, but definitely love reading books, podcast, you know, listening to podcasts, watching some videos on this very important topic of being present. I never forget, I was at a conference in Miami with Emerge Americas probably 7 or 8 years ago, and the keynote speaker was Deepak Chopra. And Deepak is just amazing, an amazing individual. If you've never read his book or heard him speak, look him up. He's just an enlightening person to hear speak, because it feels like everything that he's saying, you know, is true. But he's able to articulate it in a way that kind of registers with you, and especially as a dad or as an entrepreneur who's juggling the responsibility of family and business. So I was at the conference there, and he was explaining about, you know, like when you're in a room with different people, and especially when you're talking one-to-one or in a group setting, the fact that we're breathing each other's air, we kind of become one with one another. And it, of course, he articulated this much better than I could ever. But to me, it was a moment of like clarity, like, hey, I'm here listening to this man talk about how you could be more mindful by taking your meditation and using these different techniques, and then put it into practice in my daily life, right? So that I can enhance not only my well-being and effectiveness as a parent and in my career, but with everyone around me, right? So that's just one example I can give you of someone who had an impact in my being more mindful. Another thing that helped me become more mindful was traveling in the outdoors. So when my wife and I, four or five years ago, we got a little RV trailer, and we decided we were going to travel a lot with the kids up and down the East Coast. We've gone up to New York and back, and certainly here in Florida, we've traveled quite a bit to different state parks and camping parks. The greatest thing about that experience, even if you're not a person who naturally likes the outdoors, like I talk to different people who say, oh my God, so you like to be off the grid, no cell phone, no, you know, you can't watch sports, you've got no cable, nothing. But to me, it's like, it's a time where you can actually focus on what's important in your life. So you're not using your phone, you're not in communication, you're not doing work. It's just you the people you're with, the people who you love, your family, sometimes friends, and you're there with nature. I can geek out on birding all day. I'm not a bird aficionado by any means, or you know, nature like trees and stuff like that. Some people are. They'll say, "Oh, or do you want to become a part of the Audubon Society?" I'm saying, "Well, no. I just like to do it, you know, very impromptu. So it's more spontaneous where I'm just out in nature and I could sit and hear the birds chirp. I could watch the trees and the leaves move and look at the clouds." And yeah, that sounds like a big geek, but that's cool. I lean into that. I lean into that side of myself. And I always felt that way, even as a young kid and a teenager. But, you know, in those days, you're not as confident to go out and tell your friends, "Hey, let's go look at the birds and the trees." And they probably would look at you and say, "What the hell's the matter with you?" So as you get older and you have kids, or for myself anyways, I was able to explore this side of myself, of the things that I enjoy in the world that actually help me become more mindful, right? So I think the first thing I want to start with, I'm going to just break it up into five simple sections here to help you become more mindful, is understanding what mindful is. It's really about being fully present in the moment without judgment. So in the chaos of, you know, parenting and work and the fast pace of the world of entrepreneurship, if that's the space you're in, this practice is truly a game changer. You know, it's going to help you manage stress, which is huge, right? We all have stress. For me, staying focused is really important, because I definitely have that shiny object syndrome sort of thing going, right? I'm doing one thing and thinking about 10 others. But those things, and being mindful and present in the moment, what it ultimately does is help you make better decisions, better financial decisions, better health decisions, better work decisions, right? And for parents, juggling family and business responsibilities is overwhelming. And mindfulness offers a toolkit to navigate these challenges with clarity and calmness. Hey, I'm raising my hands, you can't see it, but I'm not the calmest guy. I am very high energy. So for me to bring down my blood pressure and drink some tea and then, you know, meditate a little bit and be in the moment and just listen, even if I'm in a meeting with an employee or a client, to just listen to what they're saying before I even formulate my response is an important tool. And I have to work at it. So again, in no way, shape, or form am I saying that I've got mindfulness figured out. Mindfulness is a daily practice. So by tuning into the present moment, you're going to be able to respond rather than react. And again, that was always my problem, you know, immediate reaction to anything. So you are able to, instead of reacting right away, you're able to listen and take it in. And that's going to lead to more thoughtful actions and improve well-being. So a couple of resources that you can use. A book is called The Miracle of Mindfulness. That's a great book right there. Also, Whenever You Go, There You Are. That's another book that offers insightful perspectives on mindfulness. And as far as apps, I don't really use apps, but Headspace and Calm are some great apps for that offer guided meditations and mindfulness exercises. So if you're having trouble or don't know where to start, that's a good one. All right, the second one is the benefits of mindfulness in parenting. So mindfulness strengthens the bond between you, the parent, and your child by fostering presence. Active listening and empathy, right? Whenever we're fully present with our kids, we create a safe space for them to express themselves and feel understood. And they're going to feel that love, right, when you're doing that. And so for me, it's about knowing that even though I'm running a business and I have employees and I have clients and vendors, I need to put the phone down and I need to keep it away from me. I need to make sure I'm not watching TV while my child is trying to talk to me and have a conversation and maybe play and interact. If I go outside and play with them, I need to be there present. So a practical exercise might be what I say, mindful listening. So, you know, if you're doing a story time or meal time, focus entirely on your child's words, like the words that are coming out of their mouth, their tone, and their emotion without any distractions. So for me, again, and I'll keep hammering on this so that you know, I struggle with this, right? So just by being able to listen and not form an opinion or a response, which again, for me, is difficult too. So I know you're thinking, well, how do you do that? Well, you really have to work at it. And by the way, I often fail because if I react too fast, then that changes their whole interaction with me, right? So the idea here is to simply deepen your connection and create those meaningful memories with your kids. As far as resources, there's a great book called Mindful Parenting, Simple and Powerful Solutions for Raising Creative and Engaged Happy Kids in Today's Hectic World, is by Kristen Race. And it does offer a lot of actionable tips for mindful parenting. There's a couple courses on Udemy as well. The Mindful Parenting course, you can go to mindful.org. Also for both dads and moms, there's imom.org, I believe, and All Pro Dad, which is an organization out of Tampa called Family First. It's an initiative that they have here in Florida specifically. But there are many of these nonprofits around the country that help parents, you know, accomplish different things. Now, the third one here is the benefit of mindfulness in entrepreneurship. We talked about the benefits of mindfulness in parenting, but entrepreneurship is a roller coaster ride. It's filled with the highs and the lows every day. And mindfulness acts as a stabilizer, and helps me in from where I sit, it helps me reduce the possibility of burnout. And I definitely feel that sort of that boost of resilience through the challenges that I encounter on a daily basis, you know. And more than anything, I found that mindfulness really catapults my creativity to a new level. So if I'm sitting here, and even if I'm not being mindfulness with, you know, a specific group, I'm just saying myself, I get my pen and I look at my paper and I just focus on what I want to draw. So I'll have a moment where I'm just sketching for a little bit. And my creativity just comes, right? And I use some design thinking principles, which I know I've shared here in the podcast before. Design thinking is a great framework for sparking creativity, and it works both for parenting and entrepreneurship. Now, for you guys who are running businesses, mindfulness techniques like meditation and mindful breaks can be invaluable. They're going to help you stay grounded, maintain that perspective during the challenges that we have every day. And it's going to lead to more sound decisions that align with your values and your goals. Podcast, The Mindful Entrepreneur. There's another podcast called The Mindful Entrepreneur. They talk a lot about this there, and it's the cross between the two. So that's a great resource there for you guys. Number four, let's talk about practical mindfulness practices, right? Incorporating this doesn't have to be complicated, right? Start with small, consistent practices that is going to fit into your daily routine. So I was sharing this with a friend of mine, Dan Gretsch, who was actually on the podcast here a couple of years ago and several times. And we do business and do other things. And I was sharing with him my routine for the day. I break it down between morning, afternoon, and evening. And for me to be able to accomplish things, I need to have those routines in place. So for me, mindful breathing, I take a few minutes each day to focus on my breath. So, you know, just like anybody who's done guided meditation, you know how it goes. That inhale deep through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple act can calm your mind and reduce your stress. I also have done a few other podcasts where I had yogis come on and do actual live meditated guided meditation. So one was with Naomi Hutchinson. She is, her website is healthyandwell.online, healthyandwell.online. She's out of Los Angeles, and she does retreats. And let's see, She guides you through holistic health and wellness, but just check her out, healthandwell.online. Incredible human being. Body scans is another one. So spend a few minutes scanning your body for tension or discomfort. So, you know, especially like lower back, your feet, you're trying to release any tension that you find one body part at a time. So, you know, start with your toes and go all the way up. And what you're trying to do is promote relaxation and awareness. So awareness, like really you're focusing on your knee, you're focusing on your hips and your stretching and moving around, but it's becoming one between your mind and your physical being, right? Gratitude practices. I love doing gratitude practices. I end it in my day listing sort of sometimes just in my mind, not on paper, three things that I'm grateful for. And we do this with our kids in our homeschool. We do, you know, a day where they talk about what they're grateful for. And it just gets you really thinking about, you know, life and what you're grateful for. And this practice definitely shifts your focus to positivity, and it's going to cultivate that mindset of like abundance. I have abundance. So, you know, if it's health, if it's, you know, your career, your kids, your relationships, like there are different things that you could be thankful for, right? And then apps. There's many out there with free guided meditations, as I've mentioned before, like Calm and Headspace. But honestly, just what I like to use sometimes is a timer. Just a little timer works well. So, and the last one here, topic I wanted to share with you is integrating mindfulness into family and work life. I think this is a topic that is often talked about, and then it's become somewhat popular for, you know, people to say, oh, there's no such thing as, you know, work-life balance is bullshit. It's kind of, you know, cute talking points from people who want to always push against the grain. And it's lazy thinking, in my opinion, you know, because you could definitely find your work-life balance. Clearly, we all need to work to make a living. And clearly, we all want to be spending time with family. So finding balance makes sense. You know, creating a mindful family and work environment is going to require being intentional and being, you know, improving your communication. So for us, family activities, we are incorporating mindfulness into what we're doing, especially like when we do nature walks, when we do our meditations weekly. You know, even mindful eating. So that was another thing that I took away from that speech or session that Deepak Chopra talked about. I was always this person who will sit down and just eat, just go boom, 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 boom. And I eat and then I'm done. And I remember growing up, my parents saying, you're eating too fast, you're eating too fast. And Deepak Chopra was explaining the how you can, by having gratitude while you're actually eating and thinking about what the food is going to do and the nutrition that is going into your bodies, the proteins and how it's feeding your mind and how you're digesting the food and thinking about it, how much your brain, by thinking about it, it makes it, it just promotes better health. And I had never really done that before. And I try to do that as often as I can these days, even a cup of coffee, you know, just sit and really smell the aroma, taste the coffee. It is, that's what's called mindful eating. And so with family activities, you know, it's encouraging open dialogue about feelings and experiences that are going to foster a supportive atmosphere. So that's, to me, you know, part of integrating mindfulness between family and work. And then as far as work, it's setting boundaries to protect my mindfulness. Okay. I want to schedule regular breaks, get up, go outside. You know, create a space that you feel like you could actually think for yourself. And then, of course, I want to encourage my team to embrace that as well. This way, we're all on the same page, right? So a resource for this part here, five, is the Mindful Day, Practical Ways to Find Focus, Calm, and Joy from Morning to Evening. It's by Lori Cameron, and it's got all sorts of strategies for integrating mindfulness into daily life. As I said, look, I mean, there's a lot of apps that I have friends that use, you know, Trello, Notion, Evernote for organizing things. But honestly, I just use the little notepad on my smartphone. And that you know, really, really does work for me. So that's it for today's episode of the podcast. You know, I hope that you found this not only beneficial for your own well-being, but also for the well-being of your family and for your business. I think that by being present and mindful, you're going to be able to navigate the challenges of parenting and entrepreneurship with greater ease and effectiveness. At least that's what I found to be the case. You know, just be consistent and build those routines into place, incorporate them into your daily life. Listen, join us on the next episode of the podcast here for us to explore more insightful discussions about entrepreneurship and parenthood. Until then, remember to stay present, stay mindfulness, and continue pushing forward on your journey.